Advances in artificial intelligence are making it possible to create songs that sound a lot like the work of real artists. This song, Heart on My Sleeve, uses AI to simulate the music of Drake and The Weeknd. It hints at the creative possibilities of AI, but also potential ethical issues. Here's NPR's Chloe Veltman.
Music fans responded with disbelief this week to the release on streaming and social media platforms of Heart on My Sleeve.
Say you swear to God this ain't Drake, for real.
Here are the hosts of the popular music-related YouTube channel Law Twins reacting to the track.
What if he a better rapper?
The popularity and revenue-earning potential of AI-generated songs has understandably put music industry gatekeepers on guard. Drake and The Weeknd label owner Universal Music Group invoked copyright violation to get the platforms to take Heart on My Sleeve down, as well as this AI track, which leans on Eminem.
Cats, 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 always on the prowl. They're sneaky and sly with their eyes on the goal.
The cat is not going back in the bag.
That's Ga Wong. He teaches a class on AI and music at Stanford University. Wong says as AI technology becomes more widespread, people can no longer afford to think of it as the stuff of science fiction.
There's something that we couldn't do now that we can, and along with it is a ton of legal, ethical, artistic considerations that we didn't have to think about before in a practical sense, but now we do.
Now, the music industry is trying to play catch-up. From a legal standpoint, music and AI litigation is in its infancy, says entertainment lawyer Craig Averill.
It's an emerging area. The courts have not weighed in.
Averill says the US Copyright Office has issued decisions around AI-related works.
The author has to be a human, as the law stands. It can't be completely computer-generated.
But he says dizzying questions remain about what amount of human intervention is needed to make AI-generated musical works copyrightable. And if the face of the work isn't a human, then who's the copyright holder?
If you come up with a composition and then you have an animated character that's front-facing for it, and you don't have to really pay that entity any royalties, what does that look like? We're not there yet.
It's completely broken logic that legislation or litigation is going to protect the arts. It's not going to happen. It's evolving too quickly.
That's Grammy-nominated electronic musician and software developer BT. He says artists should lead the way when it comes to creating guardrails around how AI is used. Like all of the musicians interviewed for this story, BT sees great potential in AI as a resource, as long as artists are paid properly. And he also says there are enormous ethical issues. For example, when an AI tool generates lyrics in an artist's style that the actual artist would never sing.
Where we're talking about the creation of vocals, it could be used to say something that is polar opposite to that person's belief system.
And then there's the question of aesthetics, says singer-songwriter and voice actor Dan Navarro.
Well, one danger is the lowering of artistic standards to a point where fake becomes real and mediocrity rules.
In an effort to keep up with the technological advances, dozens of entertainment industry representatives recently joined forces to create the Human Artistry Campaign. Navarro is part of this new advocacy group.
The Human Artistry Campaign's stated goal is to underscore the unique value of human artistry and human creation, especially as technology and opportunism create a culture for conflict and misuse and even abuse.
Navarro says he'd like to see a set of agreed principles with legal teeth so that artists, the music industry, streaming services and audiences can understand what is and is not allowed. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.